So we'll chant Anand Sahib, but in that spirit of love, in the spirit of being present, I wanted to share this story with you. A man came to the court of Guru Gobind Singh, and he didn't know anything about being a Sikh. He didn't know Gurumukhi, he didn't know anything about Bhana, anything, Seva, nothing. He had just heard of this great saint and warrior, and he came to the court of the Guru as it was open for all. And he sat way in the back. Guru Gobind Singh spoke with all of his magnificence and love. And this man who sat in the back was so deeply touched that he came up to Guru Gobind Singh and he bowed at his feet and he said, "I know nothing, but I come to your door, I come to you, and I ask, please teach me everything you know. Teach me everything that your Sikhs know." So Guru Gobind Singh said, "Welcome. And first, I'll have you study with one of our very learned Sikhs, and you'll learn Gurumukhi." And so he instructed his Sikh. He said, "Teach this man Gurumukhi and start off with Anand Sahib." And so the two went off that day. And the next day, this man came to the court of Guru Gobind Singh, and he was in a complete state of bliss. And he sat in the back, but he was meditating, and he was so bright and shining and beautiful. And it was obvious some major transformation had happened. So the Sikhs of the Guru came to Guru Gobind Singh and said, What happened? And Guru Gobind Singh called this man forward and said, "Well, tell us, what did you learn?" And the man said, "Well, we started off with Anand Sahib. And we learned the first line, Anand Baya Meri Mai. And I can't remember anything else after that. Oh, my mother, I am in bliss. Sat Guru Meh Paya, for I have found my true Guru. And since then, I've just been in this state of bliss." And Guru Gobind Singh said, "You've learned the lesson well." So we'll chant the Anand Sahib, but instead of just chanting it and thinking about what we're going to have for longer, or although that sounds good, let us really be with the words and be present, and you have the blessing of having the meaning. The more you can understand the meaning of it, of this Anand Sahib, the more bliss you will feel. And Siddhi Singh Sahib Ji, Yogi Ji Harbhajan Singh, who inspired the building of this Gurudwara, asked us, when we do Anand Sahib, not to cut the Anand Sahib and skip after we do the fifth podi and skip all the way to the 40th podi. In respect of the Anand Sahib, he asked us to just do the shloka and Pavan Guru Pani Pitta. So you may be wondering why I'm doing that. And it's out of respect of the Bani and request of the Siddhi Singh Sahib Ji. So please, let's chant Anand Sahib together.
Ram Kali Mahla Teja Anand Teja Anand Ekonkar Sat Guru Prasad Anand Vaya Meri Ma Guru Shabd सबागे शब्द बाजे कर लाजत कर दाले मंच तूत तुग वास किते काल कंटक मारिया तुर कर्म पाया तुग चिन को से नाम हर के लागे काहे नानक ते सुख हो जित गर अनहद वाजे श्लोक पावन गुरु
वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा वाहे गुरु जी की।